The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Good evening to you. Thank you for staying with us. It's Mark Cagney on The Hard Shoulder. We are facing the possibility that parts of Kildare, Laois and Offaly may have to go into some kind of localised lockdown. We'll bring you that information and news as soon as we have it. But interestingly, or not interestingly, ridiculously, Kildare, the fourth most populous county in the country, doesn't have its own testing centre. And somebody just texted in to say, regarding testing and centres, an international feature film, which is currently in pre-production in County Wicklow, is setting up two dedicated test centres to screen their crew members twice or thrice weekly. Absolutely unforgivable that County Kildare, with all its residents and population and businesses, hasn't got a single one. It is absurd. How right you are. On the subject of COVID testing, my four-year-old developed very mild symptoms last Friday evening, decided to err on the side of caution, contacted the GP on Saturday. GP closed for the weekend, tried contacting the HSE, told to contact the GP. After bank holiday, got GP on Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Test scheduled for 4 p.m. Tuesday. Test results delivered by 11 a.m. Thursday. From time of contacting GP process took 48 hours. Too slow, and apparently the virus doesn't work on weekends, says Peter in Dublin. If you have anything to say or any comments you'd like to add to that, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Now, the Irish Naturism Association has seen a surge in interest in the past few weeks with, wait for this, a 31% increase in memberships between May and July. Could lockdown have anything to do with nudism's recent popularity? Well, joining me now on the line to discuss this is Ciara Bood, who is a newer member of the Irish Naturism Association. Beg your pardon. Ciara, did I pronounce your name properly?
No, but no one does, so it's okay.
Was it Bode?
Bode.
Bode. Okay. Well, it's spelled B-O-U-D. So, all right. Okay. Well, look, I apologise for that. And also, I said nudism, and I think nudists don't like that. They prefer naturism. Is that right?
It's kind of down to personal preference. I think different people kind of associate different meaning to either word. So a lot of people would say either are fine. I prefer to use naturism as the word myself, but okay. It's kind of personal preference, really.
Right. Why did you decide to join?
So I suppose I'm an artist first and foremost, and all my work is kind of always centered around nakedness and the body and kind of Ireland's attitude towards the body.
Okay.
So originally when I joined, it was to look at doing kind of a collaborative art project with them. But I suppose I've done naturism from traveling that kind of bit and the saunas in Japan or in Iceland and just moving around the place. But once you kind of join the association and you see how welcoming kind of everyone is, you kind of start to see the point as to why there's an association in the first place for that kind of more social nudity aspect, I guess.
Oh, okay. Right. So you're an artist, therefore I'm assuming you've painted nudes. Have you posed for other artists without your clothes on?
No, not myself.
All right, okay. But you wouldn't have any hang-ups about it. You're not particularly self-conscious about your body. It's not an issue for you.
No, not in the slightest. But I think after you've experienced being naked around other people and you've experienced your body and you become comfortable with it, it sounds odd, but it almost just stops immediately. Like,
right.
Once you kind of go naked, you don't really... I'll let you in on a secret. We're all naked under our clothes. Like,
oh yeah, well, look, you know, it's the way we come into the world and it's the way we'll go out of it too. Was your decision to join the Naturism Association, was that a spur of the moment thing, or had you been thinking about it for a while?
So I've been thinking about it for a while. I used to live in Greece, and it was just something that we used to do on a Saturday. You'd head out to the beach, or you'd head out to nature's beach, and we always preferred the nature's ones over the ones that would have people wearing clothes. It just felt more free and more natural. And then when I came home, I kind of started researching them, but I was a little apprehensive for a while, and I actually didn't join for about a year. Once I started wanting to do kind of more artistic projects with people around the body.
Well, unfortunately, most of the time we don't really have the climate for it here, do we?
True. But I guess you get accustomed to it the same way people that kind of live out by the sea and they're swimming every day, you know, that kind of way, and even in the harshest of winters. So
you're not telling me that you'd go out in the winter. Nature is...
No, I'm not. I suppose I'm not that brave. I go out for the New Year's Day swim. But then that's kind of it for me. I'm okay. Kind of out for the warmer weather as well.
Tell me about the Irish Naturism Association. I'm having difficulty saying the word naturism for some reason. I don't know why. How many members do you have?
So there's around two. I think it's over 200 at this point. I'd say probably around 250 on the Facebook. Anyway, and around 20% of them would be women. And then I guess most of the activities tend to be, well, usually before COVID, they would be at meetups. Swimming is obviously a really big thing because I guess that's the most natural feeling. Like if you're at a beach and you're covering yourself with a tiny little triangle or a pair of shorts, it doesn't really make too much sense in our eyes.
Now you said 20%. Am I right in thinking that in other countries it would be a kind of a 50-50 split? So are we kind of behind the curve in this country on that or on this?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. So we hosted some international talks and had people on speaking from different countries. And it is really different in other countries. Like in Brazil, I'm pretty sure it's majority female. In the Nordic countries, it's more 50-50. But then it is to say, I would say it's kind of shows maybe that's countries' attitudes towards maybe the body and females' bodies. Because like in the Nordic countries, there was people that are also kind of like in the public eye, and they're very out about being naturist.
Okay, very very quickly, because I'm up against it here for a news break. Why do you think there was an increase during lockdown?
Maybe people had more time to be online. They're looking up stuff. The Irish Naturists have good presence on Instagram or Facebook or their YouTube channel. But then also, I guess for me personally, it was quite a reflective experience, lockdown. So if you're spending more time with yourself and...
Well, you're in your own home as well. You can wear what you like, what you want or not, as the case may be. By the way, did you do virtual naturist meetings? Like, did you do naked Zoom calls and that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. So we did like online pubs. We did talks. We're trying to get a podcast going. So we had like workshops around that. We different like naked gardening competitions. Work Naked Wednesday was really popular. We had like frequently asked questions kind of.
I'm sorry.
I highly recommend it. Get it into the studio there. They'll love it.
Listen to me. Trust me, I'm 64. The last thing you want to see is me naked.
I tell you though, when you're around naked bodies, they get fairly boring fairly quickly. We all think we're very special until you're all naked. You know?
With all due respect, I did stumble onto one years and years and years ago in the Canaries. I walked onto one beach and then it extended onto another one, and they were naked, and I got very embarrassed. But then after a while, I thought, I'll have a look. And I have to tell you, they were some of the ugliest looking people I've ever seen in my life. But then maybe that was over there. I'm sure they're lovely here in Ireland. Kira, if anybody wants to find out more about this, what do they do?
You can go on to any of the kind of online platforms, or if you want to get in contact with them directly, it's info@irishnaturism.org. But look up the Facebook page as well. It's quite interesting to see it popping up around the place. And once you start seeing the content on your feed, it kind of looks a little less scary to maybe think about getting involved.
Okay. Kira Bode. See, I got it right in the end. Thank you for talking to us here on News Talk.